Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
Hello, I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU.
I'm Debbie Wright with Akluklu-Wago.
Quite a few things to talk about that are happening in and around town this week.
You can start by traveling the world without even leaving Waco. The Waco Parks and Recreation Department invites you to the Holidays Around the World program for kids.
Stop by Waco community centers and athletic offices to experience interactive displays featuring holiday traditions from across the globe. There will be cultural crafts and activities at each station. You can learn fun facts and fill your passport with stamps as you go.
Pick up your free suitcase, passport, and plane tickets at the City Athletics Office or any of the three community centers, the Bledsoe Miller, Dewey, or South Waco. Then stop by each center or athletic office before December 30th to visit featured countries. You'll earn a free Holiday Around the World ornament after you completed your journey at the site. For additional information and program hours, visit the Waco Parks and Rec Facebook page.
All the way from Mount Crumpet, the Grinch, he himself will be making an appearance at Fabled tonight.
Come one, come all, the tall and the small. Join in for two special story times with the Storybook Lady at 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m.
If you do plan on attending, they ask that you please RSVP at fabledbookshop.com, and Christmas pajamas are encouraged.
A festive way to take in the holiday lights around Waco is with the Waco Trolley's Christmas Light Tour.
The 90-minute tour takes you to some of the best holiday light sites in the greater Waco area with complimentary hot cocoa and all of the fun of a nostalgic trolley ride. Reserve your seat today at thewacotrolley.com. Tours are offered nightly now through Christmas Eve.
Santa Claus is coming to Sanger Heights. The Sanger Heights Neighborhood Association is hosting a special event with Old St. Nick at the Good Neighbor House at 2301 Colcord Avenue from 4 to 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Sanger Heights neighbors can enjoy pictures with Santa as well as waffles served by Mayor Dylan Meek and District 4 Councilmember Kelly Palmer. Coffee, cider, and Christmas crafts for kids will be available.
Heart of Texas Fishing will host a toy drive from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday at the Horseshoe Pits at Brazos Park East at 3516 North Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. This will help Robinson Police Department collect toys for Blue Santa kids and families in need.
The event will include a car show, with participants encouraged to bring hot rods or classic cars, and will also feature a cornhole tournament, food, and live music by Jonah May and Michael Saldana.
This weekend, Wild Imaginings Waco is bringing back one of the holiday season's most beloved stories, A Christmas Carol.
Sure to haunt your holidays, this play is full of all the Christmas spirit you'd expect, but it's told from the perspective of the characters you least consider, the Christmas spirits themselves.
Packed full of Christmas music and sung by incredibly talented actors, this is a performance you won't want to miss. For showtimes and to get your tickets, visit wildimaginingswaco.com.
It's time for Christmas lights in the village at the Mayborn Museum. There are thousands of lights illuminating the Governor Bill and Vera Daniel Historic Village. More details are at mayborndmuseum.com.
The Youth Chorus of Central Texas will present a Christmas sing-along concert at 6:30 p.m. on Monday at St. Albans Episcopal Church Parish Hall on 29th Street and Waco Drive.
Tickets may be purchased at youthchorusofcentraltexas.org.
Remember, if your organization has an event coming up, send the details to aclocallywaco.org. We will get them listed on our website, and with time permitting, we might even have them as one of the events we talk about here on the radio.
And this segment will be posted on our website at kwbu.org. Debbie, I hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe, and we'll be back next Friday with the last episode of the year before the holiday break.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.